All right, buckle up for this deep dive.
Yeah.
Because today we're tackling a case that really dives into the whole state versus federal power struggle.
Oh.
We're looking at Gonzalez v. Raich. And you might be thinking, "Oh, isn't that the medical marijuana case?"
Right.
And yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It is about medical marijuana.
It's so much more.
It is so much more than that. This
Really?
case went all the way to the Supreme Court. And it has had such a lasting impact on how we think about federalism in this country.
Especially when you're talking about something like cannabis, which is so
Oh,
controversial.
for sure.
Yeah.
So let's dive into this.
What I think is so interesting about this case is that it starts with something so small. I mean, literally, we're talking about a couple people growing a few plants in their backyard, and it ends up impacting the whole country.
It's like a legal thriller where you think, oh, it's a simple case.
Right.
And then boom, it goes to the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
So give us the background.
Okay,
Like, how did we even get to the Supreme Court with this?
so picture this. It's 1996, and California is doing what California does, right?
Yeah.
Leading the way.
Yeah.
They passed the Compassionate Use Act, making it legal for people with certain medical conditions to use cannabis with a doctor's recommendation.
Okay.
So enter our main characters, Angel Raich and Diane Monson, two Californians using homegrown marijuana for their medical issues.
Right.
Totally legit under state law.
Okay, so far so good. They're following the rules. They're taking care of their health. But I have a feeling something's about to go wrong.
Well, of course,
Yeah.
in 2002, the DEA raids Monson's home and destroys her plants, despite California's law.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, talk about a conflict.
Yeah.
She's following state law, but the feds swoop in based on federal law, the Controlled Substances Act.
Hold on, can we just back up for a second?
Sure.
For those of us who haven't looked at the Controlled Substances Act recently, can you remind us what exactly that is
Oh, yeah.
and how does it play into this whole scenario? Okay, so the Controlled Substances Act, or CSA, is a federal law that basically says certain drugs, including marijuana, are illegal, period.
Okay.
No exceptions.
Got it.
So even though California said medical marijuana was okay, the feds were like, nope, not on our watch.
Okay, yeah, I see the problem now.
Yeah.
We've got California saying yes to the
Right.
federal government saying no way.
Time.
So how did this even end up in the Supreme Court?
Well, Raich and Monson, with some pretty good lawyers, decided to fight back.
Okay.
They said the feds were overstepping their boundaries and that California, as a state, had the right to handle medical marijuana within its own borders.
So it's a states' rights argument.
Exactly.
Like, let California do its own thing, especially when it comes to health care.
Exactly.
Okay.
They basically said the federal government was stepping on California's toes when it comes to health and safety within the state.
So what did the Supreme Court have to say about all of this?
Okay.
Did they side with, the little guy here? Or did they say, no, the federal government have the power?
Well, to really understand the Supreme Court's decision, we have to go back in time a little bit
Okay.
and talk about a case that has been kind of haunting legal experts for a long time.
Right.
Wichard v. Filburn.
Oh, yeah. Wickard v. Filburn,
Yeah.
the wheat farmer case, right?
That's the one.
Yeah. Doesn't that have something to do with the Commerce
You
Clause?
got it.
Okay. Back in 1942, the Supreme Court said that a farmer growing wheat just for himself could still be regulated by Congress under the Commerce Clause. They said even something small and local can affect interstate commerce.
Right.
Basically, if too many farmers grow their own wheat and stop buying it, it could mess up the whole wheat market.
Okay, so even if something seems really local,
Yeah.
it can still be regulated by the federal government if it affects interstate commerce.
Exactly.
And they applied the same logic to Gonzales v. Raich.
Bingo.
The majority opinion, written by Justice Stevens, said even homegrown marijuana for medical use could affect the national market. They were worried that exempting homegrown cannabis would make it much harder to regulate drugs nationally,
I see.
like a domino effect.
Right. If you let one thing slide, then everything else falls apart.
Exactly.
So even though California was trying to create a controlled system for medical marijuana, the Supreme Court basically said, nope, federal law wins, no exceptions, even for medical needs.
Basically, yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal for states trying to figure out their own marijuana
Well,
policy.
yeah, huge. It really cemented the federal government's power to regulate anything that could affect interstate commerce, even if it seems like something people are doing in their own homes.
Yeah, wow.
And this decision has had a ripple effect on so many legal debates, especially now with all the changes happening with marijuana legalization.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really messed things up for states trying to make their own laws about marijuana.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to the Supremacy Clause.
Right.
You know, that part of the Constitution that says federal law is the boss.
Oh, yeah. The Supremacy Clause.
Mm-hmm.
Not always a favorite for states' rights, folks.
Nope.
But in this case, the feds basically said, look, California, we appreciate your enthusiasm.
Right.
But we're in charge when it comes to marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So case closed. Everyone goes home.
Not quite.
Oh.
This is where the Supreme Court justices get really interesting.
Oh, I like when that happens.
Right.
Yeah, give me the juicy details.
Even though the court ultimately sided with the federal government, they didn't all agree on how they got there.
Interesting.
There were some pretty strong concurrences and dissents.
Okay. Who had the hottest take?
Well, you can't talk about Gonzalez v. Raich without talking about Scalia.
Of course not.
Right.
Yeah.
He agreed that Congress could regulate homegrown marijuana.
Okay.
But he had his own way of getting there.
Okay.
He didn't just rely on the Commerce Clause. He brought in the Necessary and Proper Clause.
Okay. Remind me about that one.
Yeah, sure.
What is that again?
So the Necessary and Proper Clause basically says Congress can make laws that are, well, necessary and proper.
Right.
To do its job.
Okay. Yeah.
So how did Scalia connect that to growing weed at home?
Yeah.
He said even if homegrown marijuana itself doesn't directly affect interstate commerce, regulating it is necessary to make sure those big federal drug trafficking laws actually work.
I see.
Like closing a loophole.
Okay.
If you can't regulate homegrown, you might get a black market that messes everything up.
Makes sense.
So Scalia, Mr. Stick to the Constitution,
right,
actually ended up giving Congress more power.
It's a little ironic, isn't it?
Kinda, yeah.
Huh?
He was basically saying, I'm all for limited government, but come on, Congress needs this.
Right.
It's interesting how even the most strict interpreters can surprise you sometimes.
For sure. Scalia always keeps us on our toes.
Exactly.
Okay, so Scalia went his own way.
Yeah.
But were there any justices who were completely against the majority opinion?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We can't forget about the dissents.
Yeah.
Especially Justice O'Connor's.
Okay.
She was not happy.
What'd you say?
She argued that the court was basically giving Congress a free pass to regulate anything they wanted, even if it was barely related to interstate commerce.
She was worried they'd start regulating our gardens next.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
She was really concerned about the feds overreaching and states losing their power.
Right.
She felt like California had made a choice with the Compassionate Use Act, and that the feds should stay out of it unless they could prove it was actually harming interstate commerce.
Okay, that made sense.
You know, that whole states as laboratories of democracy idea.
Right. States should be able to try new things.
Exactly.
So it's that classic debate.
Yeah.
State versus federal power.
Who's the boss?
Who gets to call the shots?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we draw the line?
Big questions.
And then there's Justice Thomas, always the originalist.
Of course.
He had a fiery dissent, too.
Oh, I bet.
He said the Founding Fathers never meant for the Commerce Clause to be used to regulate something like growing a plant for your own medicine.
So no twisting the Constitution to give the feds more power.
Yeah.
He was drawing a line in the sand.
He even said, if Congress can regulate this, then they can regulate anything.
Wow. Mic drop moment.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a powerful statement.
Okay. I'm seeing why this case is so important.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about weed.
Yeah.
It's about big ideas,
huge
federalism, the limits of Congress's power,
right?
The tension between state and federal law.
Exactly.
It's deep stuff.
Deep stuff.
So while we're thinking about all this, I'm curious.
Yeah.
What happened to Raich and Monson after all this?
Right.
Did they end up in federal prison?
Well, that's where things get a little messy.
Okay.
The Supreme Court said the feds could regulate their activity, but that doesn't mean they would.
There is a difference between what the law says and what actually happens.
Ah, legal cliffhanger.
Exactly.
The Supreme Court sets the scene.
Mm-hmm.
But the real action happens in the lower courts and in politics.
For sure.
So let's talk about what happened after Gonzalez v. Raich.
Okay.
What impact did it have on the law?
Yeah.
And what are the key takeaways for lawyers and law students?
Good questions. Yeah, right after the decision, it really threw a wrench in the whole medical marijuana movement.
Uh-huh.
It created this weird situation where states were saying medical marijuana was okay,
right,
but the feds could still come in and shut it all down.
It's kind of ironic, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have a federal system so states can try different things and meet their people's needs.
Exactly.
But here, it felt like the feds were stopping that, even though people were starting to change their minds about marijuana.
You're right. It shows the tension in our federalism.
Mm-hmm.
States want control, but the feds want things uniform. Mm-hmm. And when they clash, it's a legal mess.
It's like a tug of war.
Yeah.
With the Supreme Court as the referee.
And in this case, the feds won.
But I'm guessing the story doesn't end there.
Oh, no.
Things have changed a lot since 2005.
A lot.
Especially with more and more support for legalization.
Absolutely. The whole landscape around marijuana is different now.
Yeah.
More states have legalized it medically or recreationally.
Right.
So we have this patchwork of laws all over the country.
Yeah.
And even though it's still illegal federally, the feds are kind of looking the other way.
So they're letting states do their own thing.
Pretty much.
Does that mean Gonzales v. Raich doesn't matter anymore?
That's the big question.
Yeah.
The feds might be chill now,
mm-hmm.
but Gonzales v. Raich is still precedent.
Right.
So technically, they could enforce those federal laws whenever they want.
So it's uncertain for people in the cannabis industry.
Oh, yeah.
They could get shut down at any time.
It's risky.
Like building a house on sand.
Exactly.
And it's got to be tough for lawyers giving advice.
It is. You have to know both state and federal law and be really careful.
So how do we fix this conflict between state and federal law?
Well, the best way would be for Congress to just take marijuana off the Controlled Substances Act.
Okay.
That would solve the whole problem.
Yeah, it seems simple.
Yeah.
Especially with so many people supporting legalization.
Right.
But I'm guessing it's not that easy.
It's not. There's a lot of politics involved.
Right.
Marijuana is still Schedule I,
mm-hmm.
which means the feds think it's super dangerous and has no medical use.
Right.
So it's hard to do research, get money, and develop treatments.
Makes sense.
And there are worries about trafficking, public health, you know.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Very.
So we've got states wanting legalization,
mm-hmm.
the feds kind of watching from the sidelines.
Right.
And Gonzales v. Raich still hanging over everyone's heads.
It's a fascinating case.
It is.
It shows how law changes with society.
Yeah. Well, this deep dive was definitely thought-provoking.
I agree.
We went through the legal argument,
mm-hmm.
the political stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the human side of Gonzales v. Raich.
It's a case that's still shaping the marijuana debate,
and it
reminds us that state versus federal power is always an issue in America.
As we wrap up, I want to leave you with a question.
Okay.
With everything that's changed about marijuana,
mm-hmm.
do you think the Supreme Court would decide the same way today?
Mm.
Would they still side with the feds?
That's a good one.
Or would they give states more freedom?
That's what legal experts will be debating for years to come.
It really shows how dynamic the law is.
Yes.
And how we're always trying to figure out individual rights, states' rights, and federal power.
It's an ongoing challenge.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive into Gonzales v. Raich.
My pleasure. It was a great discussion.